the times, level number 9. Look up in the sky, tennis on the way. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy.
Yo, what's going on, family?
You ain't sick enough to put it.
Welcome.
You ain't rich enough to hit the
to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I'm your gracious host. I'm your horse host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I'm still horse, but I'm going to still push through and try to make it do what it do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Call up. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to chop up some good game while I'm still horse. I'm going to push through, so don't trip on that.
Master the game and join dating and life coach Mr. Locario live in New York City on Saturday, March 25th in Times Square for the Bad Boy Seminar. Mr. Locario has some exclusive realistic approaches to the dating game that will help you be successful with women. Purchase your tickets at MrLocario.com. Space is extremely limited, so pick up your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicking.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to AshKicking.com. That's AshKicking.com. What's up, family? Let me tell you about this year's best kept secret. That's LegendaryMix.com. If you're a recording artist, a music producer, and you want to bring your music to legendary status, then go to LegendaryMix.com. It's rated the number one online music mixing and mastering service. It's the only place you can enjoy radio quality, high quality mixdowns, and professional mastering for a great price. If this message ain't for you, then tell a friend about LegendaryMix.com. Top quality service and fast turnaround time is guaranteed. Subscribe today. Save 10% on your order. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email music@legendarymix.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
That's right, man. What's going on, family? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your host, Tariq Nasheed. Now listen, I know my voice is still janky right now. I've been spitting so much game all this week. I've talked my voice out. And, you know, I missed last week's show, the Tariq Radio show. I did Ism yesterday, but I didn't do this show last week. I was in Maui, in Hawaii, and you know, it's, the weather over there is hot, then it gets cool at night, and all the traveling and getting in the pool and then getting under an air conditioner, so all that traveling and swimming and all that stuff kind of got to my voice. So when I got home, you know, my voice was already a little raw. Then I did the live Ustream, and then my voice was shot, so it's been shot for a few days, but I'm still here for the family. You know, I'm still here to chop it up, so we're going to push through. The phone number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, don't forget, man, I hope y'all have Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 DVDs. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get your DVDs. And also go to TariqElite.com and get your T-shirts, TariqElite.com. And also go to 1804movie.com and get your shirts there. Shout out for my people in DC. Yes, I'm going to be on my man Zoe Williams' show later on today with the hoarse voice and everything. Again, I'm going to still try to push through So, yeah, I'm going to be on Zoe Williams' show on Dash Radio later on today. So you guys check that out. And a lot of stuff I want. I just couldn't let today go by. So much stuff to talk about. Just today alone. Just all the shit happening today alone. You know, I couldn't let it pass up. First of all, when I woke up, I saw People Magazine named Julia Roberts the most beautiful woman in the world, the most beautiful person. People Magazine, they do that little corny bullshit every couple of years. This is about the fourth or fifth time they have named Julia Roberts the most beautiful woman in the world. It's always between her and Jennifer Aniston. That's their go-to. Now, a lot of people are wondering, Jennifer, what's her name? Shit, I forgot her fucking name. Julia Roberts. A lot of people are wondering, what the fuck are they doing with Julia Roberts, putting her on the list? When the last movie she was in? If this was 1991 or 92, that'll make sense. But, and I talked about this on Twitter. There's so many other people they could have used. I mean, they had Lupita at 1 year. They can make her the most beautiful woman again. But Julia Roberts, you know, I ain't taking nothing away from her. But, you know, she ain't even in her prime right now. In her prime, she was kind of average. I ain't shitting on her. But she ain't even in her prime. And they're still talking about she's the most beautiful woman in the world. And look at all the relevant people in Hollywood. There's, forget about all the sisters they could have gotten. They could have gotten Beyonce, Rihanna. She's relevant. She's fly. Lupita, like I said. Hell, even in the actress game, Janelle Monáe. Janelle Monáe has been in like Oscar-nominated movies doing her thing. Beautiful sister. That's the most beautiful motherfucker if we're going to go there. So why Julia Roberts? See, the thing is, they want to make sure that they got an Anglo white woman. Because there's other white women in Hollywood that look good. There's other white women who look good, who's flyer than Julia Roberts. But the thing is, it has to be an Anglo white woman. And there are not too many really attractive Anglo white women in Hollywood doing anything significant. You know, most of the white women who's fly is some kind of ethnic little twist to them. It's some kind of exotic look to them. You know, like Angelina Jolie, she's too exotic looking. Eva Mendez, too exotic. A lot of the white women in Hollywood, too exotic. You know, so they want to make a point of propping up an Anglo white woman with Nordic features, who has had a history of being with white males. Because that's another thing. They could have got a Kardashian. Shit. Kardashians, they're the hottest things out there. They could have got Kim Kardashian or whatever. But there's too much nigga dick going on in there, and they're too exotic. So they got to get an Anglo. Because, see, they understand that they have to pander to the white supremacist demographic. Quote unquote middle America. That's what's in middle America. You got a lot of white supremacists out there. Not all of them. But we got to understand how the game is played, family. Now, there's a lot of other stuff going on. You know, I talked about that judge in New York who they claim committed suicide. There was a black judge, Sheila Salam, I think that's her last name. This sister, a week ago, they found her floating in the Hudson River in New York City. Now, this woman was a very thorough judge, very well-respected judge, very credentialed judge. The sister had her shit right. She really had her shit together. And they claimed that this woman was floating on the river and it was a possible suicide. And last week when they said it, I said, that's complete bullshit. That is complete bullshit. I knew that was bullshit. And today, some of the media outlets, they put out something that said, well, law enforcement are now saying that it might not be suicide. there might be foul play. No shit. See, they think they're being slick. They want to sit on the story. When the story first came out, they put out a bunch of bullshit, sit on it for a week, and then slip the truth out there very quietly. So when people go back and say, hey, why'd y'all tell that lie about suicide? They can say, oh, no. A week later, we did say that we thought it was something else going on. But they don't publicize that. They don't publicize that at all. We all know something janky happened to that woman. And I talked about her credentials. This woman was very tough on those race soldiers posing as cops. She wasn't playing no games with them. She was making NYPD and all these people accountable. So she became a thorn in the side of law enforcement out there. So those would be the first culprits in my eyes. See, you don't trust nothing that law enforcement says, because law enforcement, according to the FBI, has been infiltrated by white supremacists. And this woman was too accomplished in her life to just off herself at the age of 65. Black women don't do that. That's just bullshit. Not only that, black women don't off themselves at 65. It's very rare. I mean, everything's possible, but that's rare. But if they do off themselves, they ain't jumping in no fucking Hudson River. I know that ain't gonna happen. Not with no black woman, especially 65 years old. She's not jumping in no damn river. Black women don't like cold shit. Black women get cold too easy. And plus, sisters ain't jumping in no damn river to fuck up their damn perm so they can be found with their perm washed out. So she damn sure didn't jump in no river. So, you know, they're announcing that they don't think it's suicide. You know why? Because what happened, they've done an autopsy, and they probably found no water in her lungs. And so that autopsy is going to come out publicly at some point, so they're covering their tracks. I can almost guarantee they've done an autopsy, and there's zero water in that woman's lungs. She was killed, then dumped in the fucking river, and they know it. We knew that the day it happened. So we're going to keep our eyes open on these stories, man. Don't believe everything these folks tell you. Just like this dude in Ohio, this Ohio Facebook killer. There's a lot of goddamn holes in the story, man. Prince Taharka, you've already said that, dude. In the chat room, you've said that before. Y'all stop repeating corny shit for attention. But the dude in Ohio... there's some real funny style shit with that. For those who don't know, the black dude who got on Facebook Live, he was like, yeah, I'm on Facebook Live. My name is Steve Stevens. My lady, she did me wrong. Her name is Joy something. And I'm losing my mind. I'm about to go on a killing spree. So then he went and shot some random black man who was elderly. And then he said he killed 14 people. And he's going to keep killing until he's caught and get on death row. So that was weird within itself. And some people say the way he was driving a car, that looked weird, looked like somebody else was driving. Just looked weird. And they were looking for him for a couple of days, and then they found him. They said he drove from Ohio to Pennsylvania somewhere, and he went to a McDonald's drive-thru, and that's how he got caught. Some McDonald's workers stalled them and then called the police, and the police... they chased him, then he killed himself, the end. I know the name somebody in the chat room said is Steve Stevens, sounds like a phony name. And nobody knows this dude. They didn't show anything about his family, because usually if a black person does something, think about this. They find every nigga they ever known. They go find and dig up everything they know about that Negro and all of his relatives, all of his friends. They have not shown one relative of this nigga. There was some bullshit ass post on Twitter where the quote unquote, some anonymous page said, well, we're the relatives and we're going to take down all the pictures on Steve's Twitter page because we want privacy. That sounded weird. So y'all, the family got the passwords to this nigga's shit. That shit, it just too many holes, man. It's too many holes in the story. And also, look, I've been to Ohio and Pennsylvania, and I've driven. There's a bunch of toll roads to go from Ohio to Pennsylvania. How the fuck did this nigga not get detected on all of them toll roads out there. For those who don't know, Ohio has a lot of toll roads. You can't go 20 fucking feet without paying a toll on the freeway in Ohio. So how did this nigga do all that? On his phone, they keep talking about he's a cute dog and all that shit. And they were talking to him on the phone. And he gave out his number. He gave out some number. I even called the number. And it was a female on the voicemail. I'm like, well, who's this female? I mean, come on. The media ain't saying nothing. It's too much bullshit with that story. It's not adding up. So a lot of people's gut instincts are saying something is funny style with this. And what's interesting, right when this Steve guy, his name was trending, Facebook, they had some kind of convention. They were trending. And Zuckerberg kind of made a comment about the story. He was like, yeah, we at Facebook, we're going to do something to kind of improve, to help situations like this. I thought that was odd, too. Right the day this guy shot himself, a lot of folks don't know, Facebook announced some new technology that they got coming out, some shit, some mind reading technology. I want y'all to Google what I'm saying. Facebook announced the same day, they did it very quietly, that they are going to have some kind of mind reading technology on Facebook where you can monitor people's thoughts or some shit. It's real weird. And I'm like, what? What the fuck are they talking about? But they announced this. So I'm thinking, is this some shit where they're going to use this quote unquote killing black suspect? Because they always use black people and black suspects and black killers or whatever to pass certain laws and get certain policies through. They've done that since the invention of drugs in this country. When they wanted to get laws for cocaine passed, they would blame niggas going around raping white women. When they wanted to get weed laws passed, they would go, same thing, black men and Mexicans raping people, we got to pass these weed laws. So anytime they want to get some kind of law, a policy passed, just like the knockout game, that whole knockout game shit, they were using that to pass all types of policies. When black folks were selling drugs in the 80s, they would use that to create all types of policies. And somebody sent me a link earlier, by the way. I'm digressing for a minute. But there was some kind of summit that they are having for opiate use where they're getting all these politicians together to come up with ways to combat the meth and the heroin epidemic within white society. Because the meth and heroin epidemic, that shit, it dwarfs the crack epidemic. So instead of criminalizing all the white drug users and drug dealers, they're coming up with ways. They're treating them like damn victims. They're treating them like sick patients. But the thing is, they always use black people to pass some kind of law or policy or justify invading privacy. So they can use this thing to say, okay, we need to put this new thought recognition technology on Facebook. So now we need to start arresting niggas because we got data that shows that that nigga was thinking about doing a crime. You think they ain't qualified to do that? You think these white supremacists won't pull that? They'll pull that shit at the drop of a hat, man. Don't trip. So we got to understand the game and know what's going on out here. Shout out to the new people in the chat room. A lot of people are saying, what's wrong with your voice, Tariq? My voice is out. So y'all listen to the playback. My voice is janky. If you listen to Ism Radio yesterday, you'll see. Shout out to my lovely girls at Ism Radio. So fine, so lovely. Go to IZMradio.com. Yesterday, we had a great show. The shit was funny as hell. You can also go to my YouTube page, my Tariq Live page on YouTube to watch it. We had a great time on Ism Radio. Now, down in Florida, did y'all hear about the case? A Florida state senator named Frank Artiles Frank Artiles is a Florida state senator. This is a politician who's in office, sitting senator in Florida. They called him calling other black colleagues, his black colleagues, niggas, using the N-word about his around his colleagues. And he's explaining and apologizing and all this shit. And his excuse was, well, he used the N-I-G-G-A. And he used the A at the end, so that's different. These white supremacists are losing their minds. White supremacy is self-exploding. What's up, a lot of body in the chat room? But they're losing their minds. And this Frank Artiles dude, he's Cuban. How many times have I warned you about these Cuban white supremacists? These Cuban white supremacists are the worst. I'm telling you, these motherfuckers are the worst, dude. But you see why brothers and sisters can't get no justice down there in Florida when you have open white supremacists in office out there. That's why we, even though white supremacy is self-destructing, I want us to be out there in the forefront assisting the self-destruction. We have to replace the white supremacist system with justice, and we need to be on the forefront as melanoid people, family. The white supremacists are self-destructing left and right, and I love that that is happening in the month of April, because this is their special month. April is a very special month for white supremacists. You know, they've been having these white supremacist rallies all over the country. They had one last week in Berkeley, where the white supremacists plan to go out there and start shit and kind of beat up people. And, you know, I had one of these white supremacists, their brother, called up to the show this weekend, this guy named Nathan D'Amigo. He's out there punching women and all that old shit. He hasn't been arrested yet. But these white supremacists, they're having all of these marches in April. I found out that they tried to have a march the same day they were marching in Berkeley. I think that Saturday they were trying to have a march in East St. Louis over in the black area at the city hall. They were going to try, and it was an unauthorized march. They didn't get permission from the state or the city or nothing. So they were going to just kind of go up there on the slick, because that's what they do. They go into these black neighborhoods in these black areas and try to see if they can go in there and do these marches. And I'm telling y'all, they're testing the waters with black folks. They're seeing which neighborhoods will allow them to go in, so when shit goes down, they can go in there first and start ravaging niggas. That's when they try to do all these open carry gun marches, that's what that's about. Shout out to a few people in Dallas. They got shut down in Dallas. And last weekend, they got shut down in St. Louis, too, because black folks came out and said, you ain't marching over in this motherfucker. It ain't happening. I'm so proud of the melanoid brothers and sisters in St. Louis who shut that shit down. It was a sister who organized that. What is that? I can't think of that sister's name right now. But that sister got on the horn. She said, look, I study these white supremacists. So she kind of monitors their actions. And she saw that they were going to try to do a march over there in the black area in East St. Louis in front of City Hall. So she got the shit organized. They got cash from the Black Panthers. They got cash from the Nation of Islam. They got a bunch of street dudes. And they went out there and stood out there at City Hall and shut that all the way down. The white supremacists were across the street watching, but they didn't come over there. See, that's what we need. We got to get that squad up game together. We got to start squadding up like that, family. It's come to that point. And shout out to Alex Jones, Oinky Jones, the suspected white supremacist bullshit artist. Did y'all hear the story about Alex Jones when he went to court? Him and his wife, they're getting a divorce, and you know she's saying he's abusive and all this. That's one thing. I've said this a million times. With white supremacy, there's always going to come, there's going to be misogyny and domestic violence. It goes hand in hand with white supremacy. And Alex Jones, he went to court, and his lawyers basically said that Alex Jones, his whole persona, is basically a fraud. He's a performing artist. So you know, all the shit that he says on air and all the shit he does shouldn't really be taken seriously because he's a performing artist, meaning he's a big fucking fraud. He's a fake, he's a phony, and basically they admitted it. Lacey X, that's the sister's name in St. Louis. Somebody said the sister's name in St. Louis was Lacey X. Shout out to Sister Lacey X holding it down in St. Louis. I'm so, so proud of that sister. St. Louis got some fucking riders. You had riders like my brother Darren Seal, rest in peace. That's why I rode out for dude, man. St. Louis got some real fucking riders out there, man. Did William Cooper say Alex Jones was a fraud? Man, Bobby Hemmett years ago told people Alex Jones was a fraud. I've been telling you for the last 5 years Alex Jones is a fraud. He's the big fucking phony. The Illuminati, the Builder, all that bullshit, he's a fraud. And niggas wanted to argue with me at first, and then they started to see how much of a fraud he was. Yeah, he's been a fraud. So now him and his lawyers are basically finally admitting it. But the best news of all today, Bill O'Reilly from Fox News, they finally fired Bill O'Reilly because there's so many lawsuits against Bill O'Reilly. And they keep having to pay out all this money because of Bill O'Reilly's sexual assault and sexual harassment, his sexual harassment lawsuits. They keep having to spend money on this dude. And now advertisers are starting to pull out. And y'all remember some weeks ago I said, We need to start organizing boycotts and targeted takedowns of his advertisers and the advertisers on Fox who finances this white supremacist agenda. We need to start targeting that shit. But again, white supremacy is self-destructing, and you know, a few weeks ago, Bill O'Reilly, he was gloating in his white supremacist stupor. He made that racist-ass comment about our sister, Maxine Waters. She was talking, and he was like, you know what? I can't take her seriously. I can't get past the James Brown wig. So on Twitter, and my shit went viral. I said, well, for a parting gift for Bill O'Reilly, we're going to get you a James Brown wig, motherfucker. And we got to celebrate. Let me put on some music to celebrate Bill O'Reilly getting the fuck up out of there. Hold on. I always got to play a little celebration. But because of copyright issues, I can't play the original version. So I'm going to have to play the white version. This is for Fox. Come on, sing it, my people. Yoo-hoo. This is the white version for Bill O'Reilly and Fox News. Yoo-hoo! We need celebration. Goodbye, Bill! Oh, I'm doing it. I'm dancing up in this bitch with a horse throws. I hope you like your James Brown wig, Bill. Let's celebrate. Oh, Lord. Okay, that's enough of that. But, nigga, they got Bill O'Reilly out of here. Bill O'Reilly made a grip. Bill O'Reilly makes a lot of money. That was a big moneymaker for Fox. Understand, Bill O'Reilly was a huge moneymaker. He was the top-ranking dude there. And they were talking about his talent. Oh, Bill O'Reilly makes the big money because of his talent. That's complete bullshit. Bill O'Reilly makes that money simply because he panders to a white supremacist audience and demographic. That's it. Once you start pandering directly to the open white supremacist audience, that's a gold mine. And when your career is over, notice they start pandering to that white supremacist demographic. Geraldo with his bitch ass, his career is over. He's pandering to the white supremacist demographic. That dirty little haggard porn chick. What's her name? The porn chick. What's her name? Y'all know who she is. She looks like haggard garbage right now. What is her name? She talks a gang of racist shit on Twitter. Jenna Jameson. That's that little dirt bag. She talks shit to me on Twitter all the time. She spews that white supremacist bullshit with her black kids. The dude she had her kids with, Tito Ortiz, he's black. He admitted it to me on Twitter. His family is black. You know, they try to pass him off as some kind of Latino. That's the light-skinned black dude. So she spews now that her career as a porn skank has dried up, and I'm not shitting on the porn girls. I'm never hoe-hating, but she was a dirty skank just by the way she carried herself. You dig? But once her porn career's dried up, she's too haggard to be on film fucking. Now they're trying to tap into that racist white supremacist crowd money. And with Bill O'Reilly, understand this. Like we always say, white supremacists don't get fired. They get transferred. So you better believe that there's probably some deal with Sirius Satellite that's going to pop off with dude. He's going somewhere. Somebody's going to figure out a way to put him somewhere. They ain't going to let white supremacists, they don't get fired, buddy. They transferring him somewhere. So he's probably going to do some kind of deal with Sirius where you don't have advertisers like that at Sirius Satellite. So let's keep our eyes out on what's going on with Bill O'Reilly's ass. But again, the white supremacists, they're self-destructing. We have to be in the forefront, assisting with the self-destruction. And did y'all hear about the Aaron Hernandez case? Aaron Hernandez, a few days ago, he was found not guilty of these other murders. He's already in prison, doing a life sentence for one murder, and he was on trial for some other murders. They found him not guilty. And today, they found him dead in his jail cell. He was dead. Now, the thing is, the jail, the law enforcement, they're saying it's suicide. I don't believe that. I don't believe that's suicide. I think that was street justice. I think that was some cats in the prison probably offed him. Because all of Aaron Hernandez's victims were black. All of his victims were black dudes. And with Hernandez, you got to understand, we live in a white supremacist society now where they will give you a pass if you murder or kill black people. They will find a way to give you a pass if they can. If you come up with a good enough defense, they'll give you a pass. And the fact that Hernandez, he was found not guilty in the latest case, I think they were about to overturn or appeal the first murder. I think he was about to get out of jail. Don't think for a minute they won't finagle some shit to get somebody up out of jail for killing some Negroes. Yeah, they were about to get him up out of jail. So I guess somebody in the streets pushed a button and said, no, we need to go and get him up out of here. Some old street justice shit. Because understand, if you're in jail and somebody kill you, you know, people can make the prison liable for not protecting the person. You dig? That's why every time somebody dies in jail, they always say it's a suicide. Just like Sandra Bland. She wasn't no damn suicide. But every time somebody is found dead in jail, they say it was a suicide. So they were about to get him up out of there. They were about to get Aaron Hernandez up out of there, and somebody pushed the button on the streets and they got him up out of here. And somebody in the chat room pointed something out. They're going to vacate his guilty verdict. It's some kind of law or something out there where they are, if you die while you're on appeal or something and you can't go to court, some shit, they throw the case out. So I'm telling you, the media, they've been trying to coddle Hernandez ever since the whole murder. Because it's black people, so, you know, he can kind of get a pass with that, but he's so clearly guilty. But TMZ today, they put out something. The headline was, Hernandez not guilty, for the first murder. It's something that was the headline. So that just shows they're trying to find an out to give him a pass to make him not guilty for those murders. And I was talking about this on Twitter today, and one of these suspected white supremacists hit me up. They were like, well, Tariq, it's not like, well, the reason why the media is so lenient on Hernandez is because of the football team. You know, the Patriots, you know, they have an affinity for the football team, so they're being sympathetic because he's a football player. I said, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit, because when Mike Vick got accused and convicted of fighting them damn dogs, they didn't give a fuck what team he played for. He was the dog fighting nigga. They didn't give a shit where Mike Vick played or how good he was. His stats, there was no team affinity with Mike Vick. All of them fans turned on Mike Vick. The media, all of them. So miss me with that team affinity bullshit. But we got to understand, in the system of white supremacy, they are self-destructing. And that's good. And I'm not talking about the white people. I'm talking about the white supremacists. They are self-destructing. And shout out to the ancestors. Ashe to the ancestors. Pour out some libation. See, the ancestors are doing this because they want us to step it up too. We got to start stepping it up and being in the forefront, family, and being on code. You understand? That's how we got to be in this shit. Don't forget, man, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go to TariqElite.com to get all my fresh gear, t-shirts. Go to 1804movie.com to get the movie posters and t-shirts for the movie. Now, next week, I'm going to be in Haiti. I got to do some more filming out there in Haiti, and I'm going to be in Miami for a couple of days filming. My Miami people hit me up. I'm going to be filming some stuff over in Little Miami out there. Little Haiti, I'm sorry. So I'm going to be filming some stuff out there. So you guys rock with me, fam. It's going to be popping. All y'all hit me up. And again, follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. You dig? And also, family, be careful tomorrow, because tomorrow, this is very significant. Tomorrow is the 20th of April. It's Hitler's birthday. These white supremacists, they've been taking a lot of L's. So you need to watch out for them, because they're going to try to retaliate somehow. And tomorrow is Hitler's birthday, so that's very significant to white supremacists. So black people, melanoid people, be very careful tomorrow out there. Keep your eyes open. Make sure these white supremacists ain't up on no bullshit. All right? Y'all be good, family. And I'm going to holla this Sunday. Hopefully my voice is good this Sunday, and we can chop it up on Ustream.